Greetings, travelers of the world, Americans and all fellow citizens. This is Faluch Bigsby for a royal nation, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. God's elect race and royal priesthood. I am a Christian, but I do not want to push my Christian values on anybody. I think that we should come together as all humanity for a common good for our society. You can find me in Toledo, Ohio right now. My name and number is Faluch Bigsby, F-A-L-U-C-H-B-I-G-S-B-Y. My inmate number is 529-169, and our address is Toledo Correctional, P.O. Box 80033, Toledo, Ohio, 43068. And I have a book that is on Amazon. It's called God Uses Gangsters, and obviously it's by Faluch Bigsby. And today I kind of wanted to talk about some of the things that we've been dealing with in the state of Ohio and the Midwest. First, I would like to send a shout out to all those people that are getting older in age that used to be former gang members that are a part of the peace treaty that we've started in the Midwest. I'd like for all gang members to come together and realize that we need to collectively work together because we have more in common than not in common. It's time for us to realize that we need to start protecting ourselves, our children, and the future. We have to worry about the future because we have to live in it. So therefore, the things that we endured as children growing up, the struggles, the drugs, the addictions, the gang violence, those things are going to be passed down to the next generation if we choose not to change. And now we all have a common enemy that's been invading our nation. The cartels and the police, the DEA, the FBI. I know in the Midwest right now we have a lot of stuff that you guys can Google to confirm that I'm telling you the truth. Cleveland, Ohio had 50 kids come up missing in a matter of 30 days. Right now in the state of Ohio, the police are looking away. The FBI publicly said that they don't have the resources to help us with the kidnapping. Within a 90-mile radius from Toledo to Cleveland, Ohio, we had 150 kids come up missing in 45 days. That's the most that it's ever been. And what's happened right now is the cartels no longer have enough. They have more drugs than they have money. So people can't buy all the drugs, so therefore they started outsourcing, trading drugs for guns and human beings. So the sex trafficking has become number one in the state of Ohio and in the Midwest. So right now the state of Ohio rates to be number one for sex trafficking, number one for drug trafficking, and number one for overdoses. And it's literally the heartbeat of corruption in the United States. And the problem is that law enforcement has been corrupted, infiltrated, and are taking payouts. And right now there's a lot of concerned citizens that are trying to come together in our state and in local surrounding states to where we need to make a united front to protect our children and the future of our country. And those that understand what I'm saying, we don't need to allow racism, religion, or anything else to separate us as human beings. It should be good versus evil, period. And that's my problem with the gang situation. I grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida, Little Rock, Arkansas, Chicago, Cleveland, Ohio, Russell's Point. And I'm in my 40s, and I've been involved with gang activity in pretty much all the cities I just named. And as I've gotten older through this growth and development process, I've learned that we're all the same. Just because we claim different gangs, different streets, different codes, it's pretty much the same essence. We're all looking for a family, looking for a way to make money. So if we transist our thoughts into trying to love each other positively and take our trades and our will and our drive into something positive, we can pretty much accomplish the same goals. And I went into depth in some of this stuff in my book, God Uses Gangsters. I've also exposed a lot of, I personally got to live in Central America for a while, and I've dealt with Colombians in the cartels, and that's what opened up my mind. A Rastafarian in Belize, Central America sat down with me and explained to me that basically we are feeding the beast by being a part of this system of drug trafficking and sex trafficking and so forth. And I go in depth in that into my book also. And I think it's time that we, the people, take back our country out of love and compassion, because there's only two sources of light in this world. Either you have the light of love and truth, or you're seeking greed, lust, and hate. And I think that people have manipulated so many people with thinking there's this false love and endearment in these streets by showing negativity and hate, and we got to stop that. And pretty much this is my introduction to you, America and fellow travelers, and I just want you to know that God is good, and that's my foundation. But you don't have to have the same foundation as me. As long as we have a common goal for all of us to come together and realize that we're all human beings, we all deserve to live, we all deserve to love, and we all deserve to have life and prosperity. So if I agree with that and you agree with that, we shouldn't allow our race or religion or belief system to separate us. So I think that if we focus more on what we have in common than not, we can come together and make a change. Because if we don't change our country, nobody else will. We can't depend on the government, and we can't depend on other people. It starts with us. One person has always made a difference. If you know any Christian or Jewish or even Islamic belief systems, sin came into the world through one man, and forgiveness came through one man. As in, Adam brought sin into this world, and therefore Jesus Christ, if you believe in him, he was the one that became the redeemer of that. So one man, through this ideology, was able to make a difference. So I believe we as human beings can do the same thing. With that, I want you to know that I love you guys. And, you know, I've lost my entire family to this struggle. I've done 20 years in prison. I'm about to come home in a year. I have nobody left, no resources, anything. God has blessed me with my book and a movie deal and a book deal and those things. I plan on taking all that money and investing it into some type of recreational camps and education for kids, maybe trade schools. So I'm open for suggestions and ideas. I'm open for any feedback. I'm pretty much alone here on my stance right now. I coordinate with other organizations and try to work collectively with them. But as of right now, because of my incarceration, I lack the resources, family, friends, and so forth. With that, I'm still praying for all of you. And I want you to know that I care about you, and God bless. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.